Welcome back, guys, to another episode of The Dojo. In this week's episode, we speak with GigaBrain engineer and product owner. He's self-made in Silicon Valley and also CTO of Cyber Samurai. Listen in as we chat with Sol. You are now listening to another episode of The Dojo, a podcast dedicated to highlighting a valued member of the Cyber Samurai community with your hosts, Sheikh, Dorian, and The Local. Each episode, we dive deep and ask hard-hitting questions about individual journeys in the crypto and NFT space, discuss current market trends, and share advice on maintaining longevity in Web3.
One of the devs here at Cyber Samurai, welcome to the show, Sol. How you doing, buddy?
All right, good to be here. Thank you for the introduction. And I haven't been on these spaces enough, and I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to, you know, just share my story or answer questions or just hear from everyone else. Whatever comes, this sounds great.
Yeah,
yo, happy to have you, man.
Yeah, man, I think it's been a while. Obviously, yeah, these spaces, you know, we love learning a bit more about people within our community, and I think you're one of the greats in here, and we love what you do with the Cyber Samurai project, and we just want to learn more about yourself. So let's dive in anyway. We've got a couple of people in here now. So let's go back to your Web3 NFT journey, just before that as well. So what do you do? What did you do before you coming into this space?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good. So my name is actually Sol. My parents call me Sol, S-O-L. So it's just a crazy coincidence that I'm in the Solana space.
It was destiny, dog. That's what they call it. Destiny.
No, I'm serious. Like, people have been singing the Soul Man, like, ever since I was a kid. Like, they just, you know, I'd walk into the room, they start singing that song or whatever. And so, I mean, I've just always, you know, since I heard about Soul or Solana, I mean, right? That would be like a chain called Dorian. Like, wouldn't you be interested in it?
Most bullish chain I could think of, dog.
Probably, right?
Optimism chain.
Seriously. And so my journey is little interesting. I am a dev and have been a dev for years. I own a company, a 2.0 business, which is web software company called The Spider, and have been building back-end and front-end solutions, a lot of back-end solutions for big companies like Quest Diagnostics, Wells Fargo, and a lot of other famous names, and then a lot of small businesses as well. And I have a small team, but we're a legit, it's a legit business. It's still going strong actually today. We have employees and, medical and benefits and 401ks, and we have an office and, chairs and desks and all that stuff in San Francisco, California.
Man, it's crazy. Like, an actual team with an actual location and not just a whole bunch of animal JPEGs? Man, that's
legit. Yeah, exactly. And some of my staff are, traders of NFTs. And so that's kind of our thing. Like, we talk about investing. We talked about crypto. We kind of got into it. We were doing the whole rebase crap that was happening, the Olympus DAO forks. This was like a year ago. And, and then actually a friend of mine co-founded one of them, which actually has now gone under. It was kind of based off of the Klima DAO. But it was to remove plastics from the ocean, called Diatom. Some of you may have even heard of it or been part of it. That was my best friend growing up, who was the co-founder of that project. And they were super successful. They launched an NFT and they raised like $2 million in the span of 5 days by selling these whale NFTs. And it kind of funded a really cool idea, which is to basically provide an incentive to remove plastic from the ocean, receive a token, and all that stuff. And it was really popular, and that got me into it, right? Because personally, I get into environmental issues and stuff. I used to be an environmental activist. I started a nonprofit organization called Youth for Environmental Sanity when I was a teenager. And so I was like, well, this is cool. Like, how can we combine finance with saving the planet? Like, that would be insane. So my friend started this thing, and that kind of got me into crypto. My staff over here, they're into it as well. And, you know, it's kind of like what we were talking all day. You know, we probably should have been working on our customers' websites, but instead we were DJing all day. And speaking of that, I'm also really into options trading, and I still do it. Like this morning, I sold a short put on Airbnb, and I took 70% just like literally 10 minutes ago. That's like a super hobby. So we got into, because I do options trading and I do tech, and we talk about crypto, you know, the NFTs came around, and one of the employees here, Clement, and he's on the Cyber Samurai team, he participated in that famous Radium event, and he, you know, he got a Cyber Samurai, and you know, that was our entry point into meeting Shake, and it's super cool. You know, Shake is, you know, he's one of those guys that he'll talk to anybody. Like Clement just messaged him and was like, hey, we do, you know, do you need some help or whatever? And Shake talked to him, and they became pretty tight. And then Clement said that he works for a company called The Spider. And, you know, and that's when I met Shake. And instantly, when I met Shake, I was like, oh, wow, this guy's, you know, he wasn't just lucky on Radium. This guy's an innovator. Like, he thinks big ideas. He's, you know, he was just got into just big plans and ideas. And you know, and we ended up building DojoDB and now building Path Protocol. So that's kind of the journey and you know, a little bit more of my background. Super passionate with programming. I started my company, my 2.0 company, as a hobby. I was building web apps before companies were paying me to do it. I was just doing it for fun. And now it's, you know, labor love type of thing. You know, I feel super thankful, and you know, I appreciate it every day that I can come to work, and it's, you know, to me, it's my 9-to-5 job is something that I enjoy doing.
Yeah. I got a question for you. So first of all, appreciate you taking out your time, and you went into a lot of depth about your background in Web2 development, but how did you get specifically in like coding Web for Solana? I know, if I'm not mistaken, Solana uses like what, Rust? I'm sorry, I'm not a dev, so I don't really know. But I heard that Rust is kind of difficult to code with. So like, did you have to like take time to learn it? Or was it kind of natural to you because your name is Sol? So like, you automatically knew how to code for Solana?
Oh yeah. If your name is Sol, it's like instant. It's like the Matrix download. It's just like, boom.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. I got it. Yeah. So I just need to change my name. Cool.
Yeah. You got this. And in fact, maybe it helps if you live in Aptos to learn Aptos. I don't know. But Solana is just perfect, because I was looking for a chain because of my environmental background. At the time, Ethereum V1 is, you know, one of the largest polluters on the planet. And so Solana is like, all right, well, what's out there that is, you know, not a, a, a proof of work type of concept. You know, we all know Solana as they call a proof of history, but essentially it's just, you know, it's not a proof of work, you know, so it's, and so, hey, it's called Sol, better for the environment. It's investing. And then the NFT community, like, I mean, how cool is that? Like super low gas fees, thriving community. You know, it's pretty obvious, like that was where to spend the time. And then as far as like Rust, actually the majority of dev work is JavaScript on Solana. You have to use Rust in order to create the contracts, but the majority of work is just interacting with existing contracts. And the primary contracts have already been written. So you just want to like... You want to write code that takes advantages of previous contracts, you know, already deployed. Why reinvent the wheel? And so for the most of the time, we're writing with code that we've been using forever anyways. And then we're also trying to bridge the gap. We call it 2.5. Like Path Protocol is just a perfect example of this. It's if you take the technology from before and you integrate it with the current technology and create a hybrid, you end up fixing a lot of the problems of Solana. And an example is this: I think there are a lot of Cyber Samurai people here. So, like, if the entire thing was on chain, you would have to sign a transaction for everything. It would be slow. There'd be fees. The part of the reason why Path Protocol works the way it does is because it's taken advantage of, you know, technology that's been around for 20 years. And, you know, so going back to, you know, Solana and dev and code, like what attracted me to it? It's actually it's pretty much the same that I've been doing for years. And then specifically with Rust, yes, Rust is kind of a weird, language and, but it's not that bad. It's all languages are just syntax. Like it's, once you learn the fundamentals in one language, it applies to all.
So thanks for giving us that background or whatnot. I mean, I'm not a dev, so all language is hard for me. Like, I can barely speak English, let alone know how to code. But I was curious, like, are you trying to progress more into Web3? Are you trying to, like, just dabble in a little bit? Are you trying to primarily focus on Web2?
Well, I have my main business, which is Web2, and that's, you know, that's there. Web3 is more our hobby, and think about it. My original business started as a hobby. So, and then it turned into a very successful business. Well, now that's kind of like our bread and butter. And now Web3 is our hobby. So the intention is hopefully this hobby will basically take over. Yeah, I mean, Web3 is amazing. Like, so far it's maybe 10% of our business right now, but I'd love it to be 90.
I know the work that you've done for Cyber Samurai. We work together personally. You're an awesome guy, and like, you and their team are super thorough in your work. So I have no doubts that you'll continue to, like, you know, establish yourself in Web3. So I might be leaping out, and this is my last question before I let Local take back over. Because your name is Sol, I can only assume Toli and Raj have already reached out to you for some dev work on Solana. Do you have any alpha for us regarding that?
No, actually right now, people aren't building. So not a lot of people reaching out right now. But, you know, we welcome it. But if I had some alpha, I'd share it.
Love that, man. I think, it's great to hear, like, you know, obviously your journey and your story and just basically, you know, how you got into like the Rust and like the dev side of things for Cyber Samurai as well. But let's go. You did mention a bit about, you know, the Path protocol and stuff. And, you know, like, how was it? Like, I mean, we talked about the Tensei platform and how that happened with regards to the burning of our of Gen 1. So let's go back to the process of how you guys thought about the Tensei platform, and obviously speaking with Shake and how that came around, and also regards to Path protocol, and what kind of thought process went into that as well.
Yeah, Tensei, I'm so glad you brought that up. I mean, Tensei was super fun to build, and that was a result of these epic long meetings with Shake and Dorian, like two, every Thursday we did a Zoom. It was like the meetings, you couldn't, no one wanted to press the end button. Like, they were epic, like 2-3 hours straight. And so much planning went into it because it was just fun. Like, what else exists like Tensei? So projects like this is what makes me so excited about building on Web3. They don't exist yet. You're inventing new trail. You're building. You're innovating. You don't have a lot of other examples to copy or follow. Even when you're coming up with solutions, I think a lot of devs these days, they kind of Google their way through the experience. You can't Google your way through a Tensei and how to build that. You have to just build it. And that's exciting. And, you know, it's kind of like you don't even know if it's going to work, too. I mean, you cross your fingers, you do your best. But when that day finally came, when we launched Tensei, I was crossing my fingers. Like, I was like, okay, here we go. And it worked, you know, and that's like the ultimate victory is, you know, building something that didn't exist. And I keep going back to Path. I mean, we got fools copying our platform now. Like, so we were there. We were thinking of it. We came up with, you know, really cool ideas for staking, being off chain, and didn't have really any examples. Had to build it from scratch. And that's what's fun about building on Solana.
Yo, so what I'm getting from this is that you created a platform that was brand new and tested it, and it successfully worked. That's insane, man. It's like, I know that's like trying to lower the bar, but it's obviously impressive. We know many other projects out there who attempt to launch their own form of staking or form of burning or Tensei like you built and fail miserably. But it just shows that kind of speaks to your ability to code and like create things in an environment where you have no layout or guideline to do so. So outstanding job, man.
Oh, appreciate that. You know, it's actually, it's, I was just telling this to one of my customers yesterday. You have to be able to take risks, and sometimes it doesn't work out. I mean, we have failed miserably, but then you celebrate your successes. And sometimes, you know, when you're the first, you just keep pressing buttons till it works. You know, and hopefully you have enough time. Hopefully you have enough time of testing. And, you know, and the team here is, you know, you can tell, like, when Clement was working on these projects, and Kevin as well, I mean, you can tell they're not, like, doing a job. Like, okay, they show up to work and then they just do their job. You can tell they were, like, super excited about it and thinking about it. And, that kind of infectious addiction to getting it right. Right. And that was the main ingredient, right? Is just, you know, knowing that it could fail and just working so hard and thinking of all the different aspects and then having enough time to execute.
Yeah, I love that, man. I think it does. Yeah, it's in this space, obviously, you know, with a lot of projects, you know, you see them come out with like software products, and then you know, it's especially for something like a burn that happens, right? And and sometimes it doesn't go well, and then the project starts, like, you know, the community starts fighting, and then all that happens. So it does become like a really fine balance of fine arts, you know, get things right the first time. And obviously it's all part of luck as well, because it's all like you're just the first time doing all this stuff. So I can attest to for the Cyber Samurai community that, like, the Tensei ceremony was like one of my favorite experiences in Web3 and NFTs in general, like, so far, thus far. Like, it was like a lot of fun. The community rallied behind each other, and it just, you know, not only you guys created like a very nice platform, but it was like an experience and a really cool experience for those who that actually went through it. And like, you know, you now like the kind of like a white labeled it to like other projects as well. And talking about that, like dealing with other projects, obviously, you know, you built it for Cyber Samurai first, and you had like a kind of like a proof of concept with us. Yeah, how is it dealing with other projects? Is it just like one size fits all, or like do you have to speak to these teams and kind of like customize it for them? Yeah, we saw that with Catch King and obviously other projects on Path Protocol. Yeah,
I mean, we did the Catch King, and that was really fun, but it was also very different. And that's what's exciting. Like, if it was just a switch that you turn on and then they use it, that's pretty cool. But we wanted it to be, you know, we wanted Tensei to be that magical experience for Catch King, the same as it was for Cyber Samurai. And so in order to do that, we had to customize quite a bit. And but that's what we love doing. That's what made it fun. It made it fun for us. And so when we launched Tensei Ceremony for Catch King, we had the same butterflies, because we had to create many new features that were untested live in production. And yeah, I mean, that one worked too. So we're two for two, and there's some other projects that I can't say that are looking at using this, you know, soon. There's kind of obviously there's a market correction, and not a lot of builders, not a lot of big hyped events happening in, you know, in the short term. But I think we all think that this, you know, could flip and the market can go back. And we hope that Tensei is used. Why wouldn't, if you're a collection, you want to upgrade your art, why wouldn't it use Tensei? I don't see why.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's really great that you started thinking about that towards the end, where, you know, you say like the market conditions and like how projects can go towards like if they wanted to do an art upgrade, like why not use Tensei? So, like, and that being said, you know, with the market being happening, and there's a lot of like different metas that happen throughout the market, right? So, you know, everyone had a stage where they all went through art upgrades, and that's why like Tensei would have been like prime for that. And then all of a sudden now, like, you know, you saw like with the Utes and all that, they came out with like soft staking, and then everyone wants to go down the soft staking route. And, you know, how do you guys, like, obviously, you know, we can all say that Cyber Samurai went through the soft staking first, and like along with other side with other projects before Utes, but how do you guys where do you guys see the market going, and how what kind of innovations do you guys think with Path Protocol that you see happening in the future? Because obviously we always want to stay ahead of the curve. Have you guys like been doing research on that, or do you think it just happens when another project does it first?
Yeah. Well, okay, let's talk about Utes. Like, this is fantastic validation to what we've been doing, you know, and they built a system very similar to Path Protocol. And what that shows is that this solution was needed, right? So it kind of goes back to Shake. Like, we're building products not from like sitting around a table and going, oh, do you think this would be a good idea? No, let's try this idea. No, we're like building solutions based off of real problems. So staking is a real problem. The old way of staking is a problem. It sucks. So this is why Utes came up with a very similar system to Path Protocol. We're not going to take credit. Like, it's just we're all addressing the same problem. So I actually think that soft staking and rewards and...
Sorry, so I'm sorry. We'll take credit. We did it first and probably better. But continue.
Okay, you say it and I'll validate that.
I'll vouch. I'm not on the team. I will 100% vouch as a Solana
owner. Yo, let's go, Luke.
Y'all MFers did that shit first. Let's fucking go.
All right. I appreciate that. I mean, but you know, but the point here is that there are real problems everywhere. Like, you know, so it's really about addressing these problems and innovating. And a lot of the times, the solution is going to be very similar to this to the same problem. I think, you know, the way it's executed, of course, there are nuances to how they're different, and maybe the rewards is delivered a different way than another one. But I just think it's a validation. It's like, okay, Utes is doing this. We were doing this too. Like, and then I think other projects will realize that the staking with NFTs is broken. And that only helps the Cyber Samurai community. So I think the huge difference here is that Path Protocol is ready now for any collection, right? Where I don't know, I think the Utes soft staking is a Utes soft staking, where we built the protocol for anyone to use. So, that's the main difference there. And I think that there's huge potential for Path Protocol and Cyber Samurai for this type of utility. Huge potential for Tensei. Huge potential for whatever the next project is.
Yeah, I love that. I think, you know, it does really validate the fact that, you know, there's these problem or issues with other staking platforms and within NFTs and in general. Like, you know, people don't know, people probably don't know and do know the difference between non-custodial and custodial staking, right? So I think, you know, that's something that we, like, a lot of people would love to highlight, like, was the fact that, you know, your NFT stays in your wallet and you earn reward points, like, and all that stuff. It's all about also like security, safety, and all that, those kind of like things as well. So, but yeah, I love that. But if everyone has just joined now, we are giving away two Cyber Samurai NFTs. All you have to do is just the pin post at the top there, just retweet it, get this space out there. Obviously, you know, you can earn yourself like a Samurai NFT. So back to the show. So regards to, thanks for sharing that regards to Path Protocol. But, you know, obviously innovation comes into play, right? So we mentioned Utes and all that stuff. So they, like, do you have any plans moving forward with regards to Path Protocol? What are you guys adding, or do you have any other software services that you guys are planning, not just only with Cyber Samurai, but with like just your company in general?
Great question. I mean, kind of every day we're thinking of ideas. And it was kind of going back to that where I said, like, if you just sit around and try to think of an idea, most of those ideas are shit. Like, they just, it's hard to just sit around and think of a good idea. Real good ideas come from real problems, solving real problems. So there are some issues around liquidity that's kind of being solved right now. And I'm so happy that that's being solved, like the instant buy on Magic Eden, the tensor, the, you know, being able to instantly buy and sell, why do I know all this stuff about NFTs, but when I come to the office, I'm trading stock options. Well, for me, it's a liquidity issue. I can get my fill on a stock option, but, you know, in the NFT space, I feel like I can list something on a floor and just be sitting on it still. Like, boosting volume, boosting liquidity, that's where I don't even have to be the inventor of that solution. But because there are some really great projects that are doing that, and that's where I hope the next projects are basically building in, and I hope we solve that. That's, I think, to me, a huge problem with NFTs on Solana.
Right, I get you. So yeah, obviously, we love that. We love hearing that you're kind of like, you know, trying to move and push the space forward. And like, you know, with regards to Solana MC, there's a lot of like issues with that. So, like, that being said, have you obviously talked to other teams within the space at all? Because there's like other teams working on like similar products, or other teams working on like, you know, innovating in the space. And obviously, like Solana has like, you know, the Solana, the grants and all that stuff. Have you dove like deeper into that kind of like field with regards to like collaborating with other developers in the space, or is that something that you haven't really dove into? Yeah.
Well, we like the team over at Tensor. Like those guys are killing it, and so right now it's about making sure that teams like that, innovators, get the ideas, and collaborate, and Shay could speak more to that. But yeah, I mean, I love collaborating with other teams, other projects. That's super, super fun. I really like the dev team over at Catch King. Those guys are actually pretty talented. This community is just awesome. Like the dev community, because there's really not a lot of devs in this space, in the Solana dev space. You're just a few DMs away from knowing like the most of the innovators, and I haven't gone to the events where you do code challenges and stuff, and I should do that. I should definitely do that at some point.
Yeah, I think obviously with this, like, you can already tell that, like, you know, your skills and your talent already within regards to the dev side of things before we can like have evidence there with the Tensor platform and Path Protocol. So definitely would love to see you work on other things, not only with Cyber Samurai. Obviously we love the work that you're doing with Cyber Samurai and all that, but like we'd love to see you like showcase your skills and your experience within the space for other things as well, just to help drive Solana forward, right? Because that's what we're all here about. Like we want to not only push Cyber Samurai out there, but we also want to help like grow Solana as a blockchain and as a dev sort of, from the dev side of things. It's great to see that, you know, other innovators out there and doing great things for the space, and not only in the NFTs, but also, you know, whether that be DeFi, whether that be other protocols for the Solana blockchains, such as it's we'd say like the NFT backpack and all that stuff like that. So yeah.
Yeah, and actually a plug to Metacrafters, very cool project. They're basically, you know, trying to bring more devs into the space by teaching Solana, teaching Ethereum. Have a pretty cool learn to earn protocol, and I'm actually working with them, consulting with them about, after you finish their program, now what? How do you get a job? How do you go into the marketplace and expand dev teams, but with Solana, right? They're doing some pretty cool work.
Yeah, I love that. I love hearing that you're actually working with other projects as well and actually helping them. You know, because I know what Metacrafters do. Obviously, they have the seminars and all that stuff with devs and helping like onboard new devs and just teaching like pretty much the developer side of things. So that was one of my other questions I had as well. So obviously, you know, we don't know everyone's like goals and journeys in this space, but we may have some people within our community or within the space trying to like get into the developer side of things. So obviously we know that we need more developers in Solana. So what advice would you give to others trying to get into the developer side of things? Obviously you had a background within like the developer already side of things, but just specifically for say Solana, the Solana blockchain and like obviously Solana NFTs, what kind of advice would you give someone trying to get into the developer side of things? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a great question. So first on the inspiration side, if you learn Solana and you learn Solana dev, you're going to be known much faster than learning something that like everybody knows. Like it's, there's not that many Solana developers. There really isn't. And one of the things I'm doing for Metacrafters is I'm actually doing their interviews with their candidates that are looking for jobs. In fact, I did two this morning. And they have a lot of the candidates, the devs have a lot of knowledge about maybe like JavaScript or even Ethereum. But as soon as you ask Solana questions, it's like silence. Like they're, it's still, so, I mean, it's so, it's still new. It's so, I mean, my advice is just focus. If you want to do dev on Solana, you're going to be needed. And so dive in, like, how do you learn that? I wouldn't even, I mean, you have to be a self-motivated person. Learn some, you actually have to learn some JavaScript. You can learn some Rust, but really, it's about understanding. And a lot of the people on this call are actually good candidates for learning dev on Solana, because you have to understand how it works. You have to, when you buy an NFT, what is actually happening, right? Like what's the transaction?
When I buy an NFT, I'm not really too sure what happens. Or I guess somebody's dumping their bags on me, and when I sell, I'm dumping my bags on them. Is that what
you're
talking about?
Yeah, so have you ever gone on SoulScan and looked at the transaction?
I try to go on SoulScan, but it's nowhere as good as EtherScan. Like, SoulScan is like hard times, dog.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever scan, I mean, call it monkey scan, whatever. I mean, just looking at the transaction log, if you can follow what's happening at that level, that's already a huge step towards understanding Solana blockchain and development, right? Like, what is a transaction ID? You know, what is a signer? Oh, what are these? There's signers in here? What the hell does that mean? Like, you know, what's this fee? What's that? If you look at the actual signature or the transaction and try to kind of understand what's on that whole page, that, you know, that's going to give you the intuitive sense of what's happening. Because really what we're doing with code is we're doing a lot of those transactions from JavaScript, right? Like, if I want to airdrop a Sush, what do I do? Well, at the end of the day, there's a transaction that shows the Sush dropped from this location to that location. I could manually do that, or I can write code to do that for me. But at the end of the day, it's doing the exact same thing. And everything that happened is represented on that page on a SoulScan. So, yeah. I mean, I would say get an intuitive sense of how it works first. I'm happy to host a space, and we can dissect an NFT together. We can do it like on the Discord, like a video chat. I can share my screen. Let me know if anyone would be interested in doing that. And I think that gives you an edge maybe too. I mean, not a trading edge necessarily, but you, at least it gives you an understanding of what's happening.
Yeah, I love that. I think, you know, a lot of people are in this space. Obviously, you know, they want to make money. They just, you know, buy NFTs and just sell and trade. Obviously, that's cool. I mean, like, we love that. But and if you're here for the long term and you're here for Solana, especially like just learning like the nuances and just the little like details within like a SoulScan transaction, then yeah, it definitely goes a long way. And you can put yourself in a place where, you know, just say you want to work for a team down the track, and they ask you the simple questions such as those, you know, you'll be there ready to go. And I think the community would love that. I think what you mentioned, like just a day on Discord or an hour on Discord, just to learn, you know, just unpacking what goes behind the NFTs and how the transaction goes ahead within like Solana, the Solana blockchain. I think that will be very valuable. I think that's something cool that we, you know, would love to probably provide for our, you know, the Cyber Samurai community. And I think, you know, we love that you put yourself up for that. So that, yeah, thanks for that. Another thing is also, obviously, you know, you talked about the developer side of things. So let's go more towards like, you know, the future for Solana NFTs and, you know, where, what do you think? Because I don't know, do you still trade NFTs in that in general? So where do you see the future for Solana NFTs heading?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's so I don't trade that many NFTs. I wish I could. It's only because of liquidity. I mentioned this before. NFTs to me are like they're just perfect. It's coding, it's art, it's finance, all mixed together. And but I have Cyber Samurai, but I'm holding those. I'm staking those. So I'm not really interacting, trading the way that I am with stock options. And the main difference is liquidity. So we have to somehow fix that problem. And then if we fix that problem, yes, I will be buying more NFTs, investing in NFTs. And I would be personally more interested in more of like a futures contract solution instead of just like buying an NFT outright. I would say by a certain date, you know, unless I sell the contract, I have to buy it at this price, you know, because that's more where, you know, the way I think about investing. I would hope that's the future. You know, I would hope that in the United States, derivatives with NFTs would be legal and there would be a lot of liquidity for that.
Love it, man. I think I think it's something that is kind of an issue within Solana, and you see a lot of like that's probably where the AMMs came about, right? Like this
yes,
like with all the liquidity like that was needed within NFTs. I think that kind of like drove kind of like the space in that direction, and you had all the aggregators and all that stuff as well. So yeah, I think, you know, liquidity, and like you have like Sharkify with like learning and borrowing against your NFTs as well. So yeah, I think it's something that, you know, is kind of cool within this Solana NFT space, and I think that's something that people can probably utilize and, you know, help drive this space forward. But yeah, man, I think that's cool. I think obviously not everyone has, like, you're probably busy building cool stuff for Cyber Samurai. That's why you don't trade as often as well. But we love to see what else you have coming forward within the future as well. So can you touch on anything regards to that as well? So are you working on anything right now with regards to, say, Path Protocol or regards to Cyber Samurai? Do you want to share or leak any alpha?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak out of turn. Like, so Shake is he's the one. Like, he's the one kind of directing the vision, and you know, so we follow Shake, and so I can't leak alpha, share this, share that. But we are working on some things. Super excited. Obviously, this is a funny time to be building, but we believe. You know, we believe that this is temporary, and, you know, you have to believe. So there's projects on the horizon. I'll leave it at that. And
so, you know, so even though you can't give us particulars about the details of the platform that will be released, can you at least tell us if this is going to pump our bags?
No, I can't. I'm not even gonna put my name to pumping and all that, but I'm holding. I'll just say that I have some Cyber Samurai. I'm staking them just like everybody else, you know. So yeah, I'll just leave it there.
Well, you heard it here first, guys. The alpha is so top tier that Sol is confident he's going to send it to the moon, baby. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's, there's a really cool ecosystem happening here with Cyber Samurai, Sush, and yeah, so, you know, there's, we got some things, but this is really not my department. That's for Shake to announce when he wants to announce. And, but, you know, we as far as Path Protocol, we launched it at an interesting time. We kind of launched it right when things were kind of collapsing. so we're a little bit hibernating with it, but we got sprints for days planned. I mean, we have so many ideas and things to expand this. Like, there's no other staking platform out there that will even come close to what we're going to be building. Like, you know, we are super fired up, but you also have to time it. We're not going to just launch all the ton of features and stuff in the middle of the house burning down. Like, there's a right time and place for everything. We're patient. We're going to... You know, Cyber Samurai has been there from the beginning, right? So you think about it, September last year, like this is, you know, we're the OGs. So we're not going to do anything. We're not going to rush. We're not going to just panic. We're building, not disappearing. We're, you know, we're getting ready for the next bull run. And yeah, that's all I can say there.
Love it, man. I think obviously you guys, you heard it here. So just be patient. Now we are doing, Sol and Shake and Dorian are working on great things for us. So yeah, we love that. You know, we have the conviction now, just hearing Sol say that. So anyways, like, I know Shake's got to go soon. So, well, I was going to ask you guys something. So you guys have worked together, right? So, Sol, can you explain, saying a bit how it is to work with Shake and Shake do the same, how it is to work with Sol? Like, what's the dynamic, right? So, you guys obviously want to do pump up bags and all that stuff. So how is it working with Shake? Well, how do you see Shake as a founder?
Well, that's I'm so glad you asked, and I'll go first. You know, we all know Shake. I mean, he's the voice for Cyber Samurai. And when I work with people, I'm usually the alpha dog in the room, to be honest. When I work with Shake, it's like, I'm doing a lot of listening and like, I'm pretty humbled. Like, the guy has vision and he, you know, and he's, Tensei and Path Protocol wouldn't be there. You know, he showed up with vision and then I had to figure out the technicals and add to it and stuff. And so Shake is, it's just creative. It's creativity. That's what we want. You know, we want founders to never be satisfied. Like, Shake could have taken the money and left a long time ago. He's in this for the project and the community, right? And so that's what you want to do. You want to work with a guy that's not going to rug you. I mean, I'm just going to say it flat out.
Yeah, Shake has the history of not rugging people. So that's kind of awesome. I'm sorry, Shake. I didn't mean to cut you off, dog. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, like, right before I had to hop on a meeting. But, like, yeah, Sol, dude. I feel like Sol's like downplaying his contributions because I'm pretty sure that he's the one who thought of the whole like point system or the whole point system when it came to Path and having like a store with these points. And like, he's a really, he's much more than like just a technical guy. Like, he's super product focused, and like, he is also, he's really good with UX. Like, I don't think we got into his background that much, but like, he comes from like an unorthodox background where he was like really into design and like, he was like touring with rock bands and stuff. And so he has that like kind of, well-rounded approach to like product development. And it's like, it's really a pleasure working with him. And then the other thing I was going to say is like, in regards to like future stuff and like when you asked him to leak the alpha, like, there's, like he said, there's so many things that we want to work on. And really right now it's just on like, my side to get the business going. Cause like, we have something that's really incredible. And even though there's like the royalty shit that got hit the market and Sol's prices down,
there's still a lot of money out there. Like, I guess I just heard Frank on this. Somebody was saying Frank on this podcast that their what's it called? Their Ute List thing made already $500K in revenue. And so it's like, if they're like making that with that tech, like that tells me like, dude, like, you know, we need to do more on the business development side. So yeah, we just gotta like get some more customers and get some money injected into it. And there's like a ton of cool stuff that we want to do. Like, and to kind of like hint at it, nothing's for certain, but like Saul comes from the background of trading options. Like, he's like really a degenerate, just like me, you know. Like, we both like look at charts all the time and are like, love like risk taking and gambling kind of behavior with like trading. And so those are some of the things that we want to like work into Path. And not saying we're making like a casino, but just kind of, you know, using those type of like behaviors, like when it comes to this. That's what I'll say. I do have to hop, but it's like, yes, I'm really happy we had Saul on, and like, we should definitely have him on again soon.
Agreed.
Yeah, I love that. You can really tell, like, you know, yourself, Shake, and Saul have the vision for you know, the future for Cyber Samurai. Obviously, we're in good hands, and I think it's great to see that you guys have like a really good like relationship regards to just the dev and founder side of things. And we all trust in Shake, right? That's one of our mottos. Like, in Shake we trust, right? So yeah, that's and now we can say in Soul we trust as well. So it's great to see and hear as well. So
can I say one more thing real quick, just because I don't even think Soul knows, but like, basically with Path Protocol, like I said, you know, the goal right now, we have three customers plus Cyber Samurai, right? But we have, you know, we have three customers bringing in money, and like, I think we could easily get to like 20 customers. Like, to me, it's like a failure if I don't do that. And again, I haven't even talked to Saul about this, but like, one of the guys in our community, I won't say his name, but he does enterprise SaaS sales for, I won't say the company because I think people will be able to figure it out. But like, one of the guys in our community does enterprise SaaS sales, and he's been doing that for like 5+ years. And I'm actually about to meet with him to come up, like, kind of revamp our pitch and like build out an ambassador program for Path. So I'm really excited to like get that into motion and get people out there like making money from Path, like in our community, and like just get more customers on there. Because like, as soon as like we hit a couple of those milestones, like, we'll have the funds to build more features and like just do way doper stuff. Cause we definitely don't have a shortage of ideas. So yeah, it should be in the next, like, within like the next, I'd say by like the end of the year, we'll have this like program in place and really running. And plus, like, as a lot of you guys know, like, the holidays are pretty slow for business. So, but yeah, I'm like really confident over like the next couple months of what we can get going for Path.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks for sharing that, Shake. And yeah, guys, if you haven't already, we also have like an ambassador, a Path Protocol ambassador sort of role in Discord as well. So just feel free to reach out to Shake and or myself or Dory and the team. Just if you want to be a part of that. But yeah, thanks for that, sharing that, Shake. So we're not quite sure how much time you have left. We obviously know it's been great learning a bit about yourself, and you know, we loved what you did with Tensei Platform and the Path Protocol and all that stuff. So is there anything else you want to share, obviously, regards to, you know, what else you want to do in the space? And do you see yourself staying here long term, and like with regards to, you know, obviously Cyber Samurai and other meta crafters and all that stuff? Yeah.
So I have a little bit of time. I don't right now, but I would just add that, yes, I am super into Solana and ideas. And what I would say to everyone that's listening is, you know, find me and DM me. Like, maybe you have an idea, you know, or let's chat. Like, I'm pretty open book. I'm very transparent. You know, find me on Discord, find me on Twitter. My Telegram's easy to find. I'm just Swole Soul on Telegram. Like, even if you just want to brainstorm and, you know, think of ideas, and I'm sure everyone in this room has ideas. Come on, I know you have ideas. So maybe just take advantage of talking with me, and I can, you know, bounce some feedback off of that or whatever. I just want to, you know, keep growing the community, make the circle bigger every day. So connect with me, please.
Love that. I think there was some people in the chat or within our DM, group chats talking about, you know, finding it hard and daunting. Obviously, they learn JavaScript and JS and Python and all that stuff. And they found like, you know, Rust, maybe another beast. But I think Trip was down there. Yeah, Trip is down there. So he did want to reach out to some people with regards to, you know, finding roles within the space or just learning more within the space. So Trip, if you're there, you're listening, feel free to reach out to Sol. He just opened up his DMs for anyone who wants to connect and learn more about the dev side of things and just how to navigate their way around, you know, just the Web3 dev side of things. And yeah, man, I think it's Dorian, you've you got any more questions for Sol? I think it's been great. I think Sol definitely has shared a lot of great things with regards to his journey and stuff like that. But yeah, Dorian, any other further questions you have for Sol?
Nope, you did a great job, Local. Thank you so much, Sol, for coming up here and spending your time with us. I know you're an extremely busy man, and I don't do anything but degen all day, making no money because Solana is down so bad. So thank you, man.
Oh, man, it's so good to be here. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Dorian, I've been working with Dorian for, I don't know, maybe like 5-6 months. And that's what makes it fun. Like you meet people like Dorian, and then like there's nothing stopping the creative flow and the ideas and inspiration. So thank you, Dorian. Thank you, Local. Thank you, everybody.
Love it, man. Thank you, man. I'm not quite sure if you know our group chats, but we can add you to the group chat as well. I'm not quite sure if you want another group chat, but the Twitter group chats have been popping off today with regards to dev side of things. So yeah, there's a few guys in there already talking about dev side of things. So yeah, we can add you to that. I'm not quite sure how much space I go. If you're listening, let's kick some people out if they've been inactive, you know, just get a call out going. But yeah, thanks again, Sol. Obviously, this is another episode of The Dojo. We do have another episode next week with something really cool. May leak it now with Nom from the Monkey DAO on next week. We have locked him in, so feel free to join next week to learn more.
Did you say Nom?
Yeah, we said Nom.
Oh, man,
yeah.
That's legit. I can't wait to talk to Nom some more.
Yeah, next week Shake confirmed that was Nom next week. So yeah, guys, we love you guys joining, listening to us here at the Dojo. We love having the speakers up on stage. And yeah, guys, if you haven't already, like we are giving away the two Cyber Samurai. So just, yeah, retweet it, people. This is recorded so people can come back and listen to it. So feel free to retweet that, and we'll run the Twitter giveaway after this as well. So thanks again, Sol. Thanks again, Dorian. Thanks for everyone joining in, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of the Dojo.
Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Dojo. This episode was brought to you by Cyber Samurai NFT. Please, it would mean the world to us if you could subscribe and leave us a like and review on all streaming platforms, as it would help us reach a wider audience, including people like yourselves, and help us onboard others into Web3.